弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you。
我们一起打开罗马书。
May we turn to the scripture? Romans chapter 10.
14, 15节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15.
我来念给大家。
I will read the scripture for you.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜讯的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Yeah, 谁是报福音传喜讯的人呢?
Though, who are those who bring good news?
Yeah, 在旧约在以赛亚书也有这样的话。那报佳音传平安报好信息传救恩的对锡安说你的神作王了这人的脚登山何等佳美。
It is also recorded in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament regarding to who will preach the good news to the people in Mount Zion. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
从圣经真理的启示上来看的话，传福音的使命是从三一真神开始的。
From the scripture truth that we understand, The gospel, the preaching of gospel, all initiated from the Trinity God.
上帝就是差派的神。
God is the one who sent.
他旧约呢，他差派这个使者，这个先知。
In the Old Testament, he has sent prophets.
来传达他的信息和救赎。
To be his messengers regarding to his salvation and redemption.
你知道这个我们的神他最后他把他自己的什么拆给了我们
As you know, who is the one he sent at last?
他把他独生爱子送给了我们
He sent his one and only son to us.
那我们的主耶稣呢在地上完成了这个救恩之后呢他又有一个大使命留给我们
So after our Lord Jesus has completed his mission, he also gave us a great commission to us before his ascension.
这是在马太福音28章19、20节。
Which is recorded in book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20.
主耶稣对当时的门徒说什么?
Do you know, remember what Jesus said to his disciples at the time?
所以你们要去。
He says, so you have to go.
使万民做我的门徒。
So that all people will become my disciple.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, baptize them.
凡我所吩咐你们的。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
都教训他们遵守。
So ask them to obey.
我就常与你们同在。
And surely I'm with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the end of the age.
难怪报福音传喜讯的人脚中佳美。
No wonder the one who preaches the good news, their feet are wonderful and good.
因为他们听到了。
Because they have heard.
他们相信了。
They believed.
他们又去报福音传喜讯。
Then they carry out through their action and they preach on the good news.
真的是脚中佳美。
Indeed, their feet are beautiful.
这里我们要思想一下。
So up to this point, we couldn't stop to ponder.
这样一个改变人生命。
To one that who convert our lives.
改变世界。
the one that converted the entire whole world.
这样的一个好消息。
And such good news.
谁配来传呢？
And who is worthy to preach such good news?
难怪保罗说。
No wonder Paul said this.
说这道叫人生，叫人死。
This good news can make people die, either die or alive.
谁能担当得起？
And who can take upon this mission?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你认为。
What do you think?
谁是那配得做这个报福音传喜信的人？
Who is worthy to carry on this mission to preach the good news?
谁配？
Who is worthy?
给这个上帝给耶稣做使者。
Who is worthy to be the messenger for God?
做报好消息的人。
Be the one that preaches the good news.
你觉得你和我配吗？
What do you think? Are you and I, are we worthy?
你觉得谁应该承担这个职分呢？
Who do you think is the one who is worthy to take upon this mission?
谁应该做？
Who should be the one?
你替我想一想，应该谁来做？
Could you think about this for me? Who is worthy to carry on this mission?
有没有答案呢？
Is there an answer from you, please?
都没有啊？
No?
我想最好的一个答案就是天使咯。
Perhaps I think the best answer is angels.Right?
你想想，虽那个时候虽然没有汽车，没有火车，对吧
？Think about it. Maybe at the time there won't be any train or maybe no subways or cars.
但我想天使一定比他们飞得更快，你信吗
？But angels, they have wings. they fly faster. They flew fast.
你信吗
？Do you believe it?
哎，确实也是，天使是第一个报好消息的人。
Of course, indeed, angel.Indeed, is the very first one who preached the good news.
因为这个福音好喜讯就是关于耶稣基督的嘛，对吧
？Because the good news is about Jesus Christ Himself.
也是关于你和我的嘛。
It's also very closely related to you and I.
所以主耶稣降生的时候是谁先报的这个消息啊
？And therefore, when Jesus was born, do you remember who is the one that proclaimed the good news?
是不是天使
？Is it angel?
天使说在至高之处荣耀归给他在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Angel is the one say peace to the highest most high and to those who he is pleased.
但是问题是今天你和我信耶稣。
And the question is now today you and I we all believe in Christ.
听到这样的好消息。
We all have heard this good news.
是天使告诉你的吗
？Is it because we were being told by angels?
有谁听着天使报给他好消息信耶稣的几个手
？Does anyone do any one of us that we hear the good news from the angel?
有没有啊
？Anyone here?
没有那就看来不是。
Apparently not.
那么今天报福音传喜讯的人到底应该是谁
？Then who should be the one that preached the good news today? Then.
因为这里罗马书十章十四节说：“然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢
？”Yet from Romans chapter 10, we know that how can they call on the one they have not believed in?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
没有传道的怎能听见呢
？If how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢
？And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?
你仔细想想，这些话是说给谁听的
？Think about who are the audience for this word?
一定是说给今天我们一个活着的人。
Of course, this must be.Speaking to someone who is alive.
一个有耳朵能听声音的人。
The one who can hear today.
你知道这是神的命令。
You know this is indeed a command from God.
在这个使徒行传，神这个让这个彼得看见一个异象。
In the book of Acts, God allowed Peter to see a vision.
让当时那些耶稣的门徒要传福音给外邦人。
To ask his division, ask the disciples to preach the good news to Gentiles.
原来每一个蒙了救恩的人
then they realize that everyone who believes in God
都应该是一个报福音传喜讯的人。
Everyone should be the one who preached the good news.
Amen.
Amen.
是不是啊？
Don't you agree?
那你们只是领受恩典，从来不报好消息。
So perhaps many of us, we only receive good news, we have never preached the good news.
是不是啊？
Isn't it true?
应该说是啊。
Perhaps you say yes.
虽然你可能昨天没有传。
Perhaps you haven't preached good news yesterday.
那你今天听了主的话，你一定要去传福音。
However, today, if you have heard good news, you have to preach.
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is the command from God.
你知道人间的呼声吗？
Have you ever heard the calling from people?
这个世界人口增长是真的是飞速的增长。
As you know, the population of this world is in a very rapid growth.
在耶稣那个时代啊。
During the age of Jesus' time,
全世界人口只有2.5亿。
In the entire whole world, we only have 200 million people.
那么在公元2000年的时候，就主后2000年。
And 2000 years after,
人口已经超过70亿。
And the entire population has already gone beyond 700 million, 7 billion.
那么今天有多少呢？
And let's think about what's happening today.
如果教会不去传福音，
If church is not the channel to preach the gospel,
那么今天至少有50亿人都从来没听过福音。
Then there could be more than 5 billion people they haven't heard about gospel.
而且我们能够去传福音，
And think about if we're able to preach gospel,
也是为了加速和迎接主的再来。
It's all that we are hastening for the coming of Christ.
我想我们常常在一起读圣经。
And many times we all come together, we study Bible.
一定知道主耶稣在跟门徒临别的时候，特别是谈到末世的时候，有一些征兆。
That we all remember what Jesus has talked about to his disciples before his departure regarding to the end time.
你比如说主再来的征兆，有这个战争，民攻打民，国攻打国，有饥荒，有地震，有以色列的复国。
As we know, before the end time, there will be a war, there will be famine, there will be earthquake, and also the rise of the nation of Israel once again.
但是这些实际上都已经发生了。
But as you know, all of these phenomena have already happened.
但是我们的主还没有来。
And yet, our Lord hasn't come yet.
实际上还有一条主的心意还没有满足。
Because there is still one more condition that hasn't been fulfilled.
那就是福音要传遍天下。
That is, the gospel needs to be preached to the ends of the earth.
那就是得救的人数要满。
That is, whoever is predestined to be saved must be fulfilled. The number must be fulfilled.
难怪报福音传喜讯的脚中加美。
And therefore, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel.
难怪传福音的教会能够兴旺发展。
That's the reason why the churches that preach the gospel, they grow.
因为传福音产生教会。
Because preaching the gospel produces churches.
那么教会又成为传福音的神的工具。
And then church become the means and the channels for gospel.
那这里有早期教会的见证。
And there are full testimonies of early churches.
是赞美上帝得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
As recorded in the Bible, those churches who preach the gospel, God increased their number.
哇，原来神是给人机会的神。
God is the God who gives people opportunities and chances.
给人祝福的神。
The one who is willing to bless people.
在好多年前，大概应该是200多年前。
Many years ago, perhaps about 200 years ago.
在这个苏格兰有一家这个乡村的主日学校。
In Scotland, there is a countryside school.
他们得到一个好消息。
They have heard good news.
啊，说附近的一家制衣厂。
There is a garment factory nearby.
要送给每一个这个穷苦的学生的一套新衣服。
The garment factory decided to give all the poor student and family a piece of garment as gift.
啊，这些小朋友因为他们都很穷。
And all of those children, because they were very poor,
啊，从来没穿过新衣服。
They have never wear anything new before.
啊，他们穿完新衣服真的很高兴。
And once they have worn the new clothes, they were very happy.
就更愿意学习这个主的话。
And then they encourage them to even pursue God more, even more.
那其中有个小朋友呢
？And yet one of the children,
他穿上衣服就跑了。
He wore new clothes and he ran away right after.
等到老师找到他的时候
Once he was found by his teacher.
看见这个新衣服已经破破烂烂了
And found out the new clothes has already been torn.
哎呀，老师就把他领回来。
So the teacher brought him back.
又跟制衣厂的人说能不能再送一套给这个小朋友
The teacher brought the boy to the garment factory and asked the owner could you make another garment for him
制衣厂又给他做一套新衣服
the garment factory made the other clothes for him
那这个小朋友穿上了这回在这里做了大概一两周
So once this child had his new clothesHe quiet down. He sat quietly for 1 or 2 weeks.
又跑了。
And soon after, he ran away again.
等老师再找他的时候。
And once the teacher found him.
这第二套新衣服又变成破破烂烂。
Once again, his new clothes, the second new clothes has been torn and was in a bad condition.
这老师真的很生气。
So the teacher was very angry.
他说我一定不能让这个制衣厂再给你做第三套衣服。
So, the teacher said, I will never ask the garment factory to make the third clothes for you ever again.
但他想一想的话
And however, after he thought about it,
他又有点后悔。
He has some regret in his, regarding to his decision.
他说神是给人机会的神。
He said, God is,The God who gives people opportunity.
他说我为什么不能给这个小朋友机会呢
？Why can't I also give this child another chance？
然后他就跟这个小朋友说
，And therefore he said to this child，
他说我决定再跟制衣厂的人说
，He said I decide to talk to the garment factory once again，
给你做第三套衣服。
I'm going to ask them to make the third garment for you。
那你要不要好好学？
Would you quiet down and be a good learner from now on?
啊，这个小朋友说的我愿意。
And the boy replied, "Yes, I do."
果然他没有失言。
The boy did not break his promise.
所以第三套衣服穿在身上之后呢
？Once he wore his third new garment,
他就再没有缺课。
He has never absent from the class ever.
后来他也悔改信了耶稣。
And then he repent and accept Jesus.
你知道他是谁吗
？Do you know who he is？
他就是第一个到中国宣教的马里逊牧师。
He is the very first missionary who went to China. His name is. Sorry.
对，我常常在想。
And oftentimes I thought.
今天在北美有一些查经班团契也是差不多哈。
There are many Bible study groups in North America. We are all very similar.
什么时候我们说过节了或者什么 party 的时候，一下来了好多人。
That whenever we hold a special feast, many people come because of the feast or a party.
但吃完在下一周可能来的人就一下子减了好多。
However, the next meeting without any food, the number reduced.
但是我们就是常常给这些人机会，对吗
？And however, we do give those people opportunity, don't we?
对呀、啊，你感恩节你来了。
If you come on during Thanksgiving feast,
完了你又走了。
Afterwards you depart.
圣诞节还请你来。
Next time I still invite you.
最后就耶稣就抓住你了。
And in the end, Jesus will grip your heart.
感谢主，我们真的是能够成为报福音、传喜讯的人。
May we be the one who can preach the good news to others.
是因为有蒙差遣的。
Because we have been sent.
有传道的。
Because those being sent, there are preachers among them.
就有人听到了。
So that whoever hears,
就有人相信了。
That people may believe.
相信之后呢？
Once they believe,
他又生命成长之后，
those people will grow spiritually.
他又去成为一个报福音、传喜信的人。
Then many of them will become evangelists to others.
因为报福音、传喜信的人。
Because those who preach the good news,
他报的这个喜讯
the good news they preached,
是在大卫的城里
because they preach in the city of David,
为你们生了救主
because they talk about there will be a savior being born in the city of David,
就是主基督
that is Jesus Christ,
他报的好消息就是
the good news is about
神爱世人
That God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子
that even for his only and begotten son,
赐给他们
and give his only one and only begotten son,
叫一切信他的
to them, so whoever believes in him,
不至灭亡
will not perish,
反得永生
but have everlasting life,
报福音传喜讯的人
those who preach the good news,
他们首先经历神的救恩
They first experienced God's salvation first.
原来基督为我死。
That they all realized that Jesus has died for them.
把复活永生的生命给我们。
Give us the resurrection life.
基督为我们受苦。
That Jesus suffered for us.
把谦卑顺服的生命给我们。
Give us a life of humility and obedience.
基督复活。
That when Jesus resurrected,
把得胜永恒的生命给我们。
Give us a life of victory and triumph.
当我们得了这样的祝福和救恩的时候
Once we receive such blessing and salvation,
我们怎能不跟别人分享
How can we not to share this good news to others?
叫我们报福音传喜讯。
So that when we are asked to preach the good news,
让我们经历神的大能。
So that we can experience the almighty power from God.
因为福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel itself is the mighty power and strength of God.
要救一切相信的。
That to save whoever believes.
原来每一个蒙恩得救的人。
That everyone who believes and be saved,
传福音是我们的使命和责任。
It is the mission for all of those who receive the gospel to preach.
主耶稣跟当时的门徒说
When Jesus said to his disciples at the time,
你们往普天下去
You go to the ends of the earth.
传福音给万民听
To preach the good news to all nations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个你们当然是当时的人吗？
When Jesus, the people Jesus talked to, does it only restrict to his disciples at that time?
不也是今天的你和我吗？
Does it also include you and I?
感谢主，神真的是给你我机会。
Praise to the Lord, God indeed also give us opportunity.
保罗说，在什么人当中？
Jesus say, Paul say, no matter who he is with,
我可以做什么人？
I can be the one I'm with.
为的是要多得一些人。
So that I can bring more people.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
主常常给我机会。
God has given me a lot of opportunities.
我上周的话大概带了六个人信耶稣。
Last week, I have brought six people before the Lord and they have accepted Christ.
有一对母女。
One is a mother and daughter.
有一个单身的妈妈。
There is a single mom.
还有三个呢，是一个非常特殊的人。
And three others are they are in they are kind of special.
因为师母曾经帮助过他们。
because my wife has helped them before.
那他们就想来请我们吃个饭，来做个就做就是来做个感恩吧。
And therefore, they would like to pay us back by inviting us to have a dinner with them.
我说这顿饭一定我们买单。
And then I said to them, "No, we have to pay for it."
因为他们吃了就不好意思。
Because once they have the meal with us, they will feel embarrassed to reject us to whatever we are about to say later on.
他们三个呢都是共产党员。
All of those three, they were communist members, party members.
那么其中一个呢还是一个这个政法大学的教授。
And one of them is even a professor in political science department.
他们都在这边做访问学者。
And they are considered as the visitor scholar in United States.
但是我真的是再一次感受到福音就是神的大能。
And once again, I experienced that gospel itself is indeed the mighty power of God.
变更的时代，不变的福音。
Even though the ages and society changes, and yet the gospel has never changed. That God is giving each one of us opportunities.
问题是你愿意不愿意做他的见证，传他的福音。
It is our decision whether we want to take it and to use the opportunities to preach the gospel.
这一顿饭下来的话。
And so after we finish the meal,
这三个人都愿意信耶稣。
All the three people, they have decided to believe.
不过有个人挺犹豫的。
And yet, one of the three, he was hesitating.
他说我这里愿意相信。
He said, yes, I believe in my heart.
但是我这里不敢承认。
And yet, I couldn't confess through my lips.
我说如果是环境的缘故的话。
And I say to him, if this is due to the present condition,
你只要心里相信就足够了。
As long as if you can believe in your heart, that's good enough.
真的是感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
我们要报福音传喜讯。
That we all need to preach the good news to others.
如何报福音。
And yet, how may we preach?
如何传喜讯?
And how can we bring good news to others?
你知道圣经上怎么告诉我吗?
Do you know what did the scripture say?
我们传扬它。
That we need to preach it.
是用诸般的智慧。
That we have to preach the good news.
我们传扬它。
That when we preach.
要齐心努力。
That we all need to come together in one heart.
为福音齐心努力。
That we all need to come together.
传福音真的是要智慧。
Indeed, we all need wisdom to tell others about this good news.
现在在国内很多信耶稣的。
There are many people who believe Jesus in China today.
我回国内的话，我看他们那个卖菜的、卖肉的、卖什么的，我都能听到那里头有这个。广播这个唱圣诗啊，广播这个就是这个报这个电台广播这个收那个电台广播报这个啊益友良友的那个电台，你们听过吗？
Whenever recently whenever I returned to China, when I went to a marketplace, I see many butcher and business owners. They were playing.Gospel radios.
那有一个卖肉的呢，他就信了耶稣。
One of the butcher who believe in Jesus.
他信了耶稣之后呢，他心中就有一团火，非常愿意跟这些买肉的人来传福音。
once he turned into become a believer, he has a burning desire to preach good news to his customers.
有一天有一个人要肉啊。
So one day a person came to him asking for meat.
他就边砍肉边传福音。
And as he was cutting the meat, he was preaching the gospel at the same time.
要信耶稣上天堂。
And he said, you got to believe to go to heaven.
不信耶稣下地狱。
If you don't believe, you go to hell.
一说到激动是把刀举起来了，你信吗？
And to some point, he was so excited, and he lifted his knife, saying, "Would you believe it?"
哇，那买肉的说，我信，我信。
His customer said, "Yes, yes, I believe."
后来拿完肉以后，再也不敢来他这买肉了。
And the customer never returned ever again.
不管如何
，No matter what，
真的神是给人机会的神。
Yes, indeed, our Lord is the one who gives us opportunity.
得时不得时，总要传福音。
Whether in season or out of season, we need to preach the good news.
因为报福音、传喜讯的人。
Because those who preach the good news,
他们的脚中何等佳美。
How beautiful are their feet?
因为我们的主，他真的是差传的主。
Because our Lord is the one who sent.
而且呢，不单单是牧师、传道人或者是教牧领袖是应该是一个传福音的人。
Not only the preachers, pastors, or the leaders of the church, they are considered the ones who ought to preach gospel.
每个人都应该是一个传福音。
That every believer should preach the good news.
因为这里都说到。
Because it says,
报福音传喜讯。
Those who preach the good news.
他们的脚中何等佳美。
How beautiful are their feet.
那意思说。
It means.
凡是蒙了救恩的人。
That whoever has received this grace.
有口能讲话的就可以。
As long as you can speak.
就可以传福音。
You should be able to tell others about this good news.
有脚走路的人。
As long as you are able to walk.
就可以去传福音。
Then you can bring the good news to others.
对吗
?Isn't it true?
那今天我们都有口对吧
?Today we all can speak.
如果我们的口
,if our lips,
不传好消息的话
,if we don't tell others about good news through our lips,
不传福音的话
,if we don't tell others about God's word,
不讲神的话的话
,if we don't tell others about God's word,
你给你自己想一想啊。
Then you better think about this.
你自己十句话里有多少话说也麻烦的话
Then we think about 10 words out of our mouths. How many percent carry out troubles for ourselves?
我们一般的就说一些什么话
Think about what do we say usually daily?
哇，有的人真的是伶牙俐齿啊
Some of us really got sharp tongue.
说话真的是侃侃而谈
Perhaps they can really talk.
有的人很会传话。
And some people can really pass on words.
传话常引起人的不和。
And perhaps many times create troubles among people.
如果我们反过来的话。
However, if we turned around.
我们用口舌赞美上帝。
If we use our tongue to praise our Lord.
用口舌跟人分享福音的好处。
If we use our lips to share the good news to others.
那会带来多大的祝福啊。
Can you imagine how much benefit we can reap out of this?
你知道一个被鬼附着的人。
As you can imagine, when someone who is possessed by demon.
当耶稣把他救出来之后。
When Jesus rescue that person out of the demon possession.
主耶稣马上叫他干什么去
？Do you remember what Jesus asked him to do?
叫他们干什么去啊？叫那个人干什么去
？Do you remember what Jesus asked them to do?
干什么
？What did Jesus ask him to do?
啊，叫那个人干什么去了
？What did Jesus ask him to do?
他说：“你去回到你的家里。
”He said, "Go to
回到你原来住的地方。
Return to your own place."
告诉人神在你身上做了何等大的事。
Tell others what God has done to you.
跟随主耶稣的彼得也曾经说。
The one who followed Jesus, Peter has also said.
我们要宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
We should preach to others the one who has called us out of darkness into the light.
信道是由听道来的。
The reason why people can believe because they have heard.
听到是从神的话来的。
When the reason people can hear is because someone.
没有听见怎么能有人信呢
？From God's word, if you haven't heard, how can people believe?
没有奉差遣怎么会有人传道呢
？And how can people preach if they haven't been sent?
今天你有没有听到神 在差遣你去传道。
Have you heard God's calling to you to preach to others?
神要告诉你报福音，报福音传喜讯呢。
Have you received the mission from God to ask you to preach the good news to others?
我相信我们仔细思想的话。
I believe once we truly ask ourselves,
神确实对你我说了。
Indeed, God has spoken this to us.
但为什么今天报福音传喜讯的人那么少呢？
And yet we couldn't stop and ask how come there are so few of people who preach the good news.
你知道你蒙差遣，你是这叫做差传，和传差不一样。
As you know, it is different of the being sent or sending others.
同样这两个字调过来为什么不一样？差传和传差有什么区别？
What's the difference between being sent and sending?
有什么区别？
What's the difference?
传差你不知道啊？就是今天的邮差嘛，背个邮包，往你家放封信，往他家放封信。
Message sending is just like the mailman today that he comes by daily to send mails to your house.
那么这个邮差跟这封信有什么关系啊？
And what's the relationship between the mailman and the letters he delivered?
这邮差跟这封信有关系吗？
Is there a
relationship
between the mailman and the letter? He has done his job of delivering.
但你是蒙差遣的。
And however, you are conceived.
你是报福音传喜讯的人。
You are the one who preached the good news.
你跟这封信有关系。
You are closely related to the very message you are sending.
因为这封信先成为你心中的喜讯。
Because this letter has become the joy of your heart, the good news of your heart.
成为你生命的救赎。
Because this letter has become the salvation of your own life.
哇，你要用生命把它传出去。
Then you can send this good news using your very life.
所以你愿意做一个报福音传喜讯的人。
And whether, so you need to be the one who is willing to preach the good news.
你的教会愿意做一个报福音传喜讯的。
And your church become the one who is willing to, be the messenger.
你一定会经历神这样的美好的祝福。
Then you will experience the blessing from the Lord.
爱心增加。
That your love will increase.
奉献增加。
Your offering will increase.
人数增加。
The number of the church attendees will increase.
能力增加。
The power and strength will increase.
因为如果教会迫切为这个失丧灵魂祷告的话。
If the church Pray for those who are lost earnestly.
爱主爱人的心一定会增长。
The love for the Lord and the people will definitely increase as well.
如果教会关心整个神的国度的话。
If the church truly pay attention to the kingdom of God.
一定会从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极去传主的福音。
Then the church will preach the gospel throughout Jerusalem, the land of Judea, Samaria, until the ends of the earth.
你什么时候实现主的大使命？
Whenever you try to fulfill the great commission,
普世广传福音，
to preach the good news to the ends of the earth,
教会人数一定增加。
The church attendees will grow.
你什么时候彼此和睦相处？
Whenever you come together as one,
同心合意的兴旺福音
to come together as one to bring out the best of gospel
能力一定增加
then you will have strength
因为圣灵降临在你们身上
because the Holy Spirit will come upon you
你们就必得到能力
then you will receive power
因为福音本是神的大能
because gospel itself is the almighty power of God
报福音传喜讯
Preach the good news
因为我们欠了福音的债
Because we are a debtor to the gospel
不管是希利尼人
No matter Greeks
话外人
Gentiles
聪明人
Those who are wise
愚拙人
Foolish
我都欠了他们的债
We are we are debtor to them.
难道只有保罗一个人欠债吗？
Is it only Paul who considered himself is obligated to preach the gospel to others?
我相信
I believe
每一个人在你的家中，在你的同事当中，在你同学当中，你如果你是先得到福音的人，
I believe you, if you're the one who accept Christ among your friends, among the circle of your, the students or of your family,
你就是一个欠福音债的人。
Then you should be the one who is obligated for gospel.
你如果你承认自己是个欠债的人，
If you believe you are considered yourself as a debtor of gospel,
你一定要还这个福音债。
You need to pay back the debt.Of gospel.
还有我们为什么要做传福音的人？
Why we need to be the one who brings good news to others?
生命实在短暂。
Because our lifespan is very short.
十年几十年说过去就过去。
Decades comes and go very quickly.
到那时候我们拿什么献给我们的主呢？
At the time, what can we bring before our Lord?
有一首诗歌不是未领一人来见耶稣空占地土不结果吗
A hymn goes like this If I haven't bring anyone before the Lord Then I'm seeing my God empty handed
我盼望我们都不是一个空手见主的人
I hope we won't come see our Lord empty handed
报福音传喜讯的人
Those who preach the good news.
因为我们愿以耶稣基督的心为心。
Because we are like-minded with Christ.
你看主在世的时候。
Do you remember when our Lord was still on this earth?
他看见许多的人。
He had seen many people.
就怜悯他们。
He had compassion on them.
因为他们困苦流离。
Because they were struggled, they went astray.And they struggle in their lives.
如同羊没有牧人一般。
Just like sheep without shepherds.
所以主对我们有个要求。
And therefore our Lord has a demand on us.
说你们当求庄稼的主。
That we should ask for the Lord of the harvest.
打发工人出去。
Ask him to send his workers.
收他的庄稼。
To reap his harvest.
请问工人在哪里
May I ask you, where are the workers?
是不是就是你和我
Is it you and I?
传福音脚中何等佳美
Preaching the good news, how beautiful are those who preach the good news?
有一个农村的传道人
A countryside preacher.
他到四川的那个地震的这个灾区就是在羌族同胞中传福音
He went to preach the gospel in Sichuan, China, where recently suffered a great earthquake.
当地的同胞呢，送给他一双呢草皮鞋。
And the local people gave him a pair of shoes made of weed.
没想到他穿了四年呢，就没有破。
And amazingly, he has worn the shoes for 4 years and hasn't, the shoes haven't been broken.
然后美国这边有没有短宣队有人有这种做诗歌的才华就写了一首歌。
Then those American missionary who happened to know about the story, they wrote a hymn.
这歌里有这么几句话就把这个见证唱出来了。他说脚上穿了四年不破的鞋。
He said the feet had worn a pair of shoes had been broken for 4 years.
那是耶稣亲手为我缝补。
Is the shoes are truly made and sewed by my Lord Jesus.
真的盼望神兴起中国更多弟兄姊妹起来传福音。
We earnestly hope that Jesus will raise up more preachers for our motherland China.
穿上那双不破的鞋。
So they can all wear the shoes that could never be broken.
报福音传喜讯的人。
The one who preached the good news.
他们的脚中何等佳
美。How beautiful are their feet.
我们有没有福音的鞋可穿呢
Do we have the gospel shoes that we can wear?
神除了给我们救恩的头盔、真理的腰带
，Not only God is giving us the helmet of salvation, the belt as truth，
圣灵的宝剑
，and the sword of Holy Spirit。
神也让我们穿上什么
？Do you remember what else we should wear on our feet？
和平福音的鞋，对吧
？The gospel of peace as shoes。
神让我们穿福音。
That Jesus asked us to preach the good news.
神给我们福音的鞋。
Jesus gave us the burden of gospel.
你愿意穿吗
？Are you willing to preach?
你愿意做一个报福音、传喜讯的人吗
？Are you willing to be the one who can preach the good news to others?
这里有个真实的故事。
There is a true story.
在1921年呢。
Year 1921.
有一对瑞典的这个宣教士。
A missionary couple from Switzerland.
他来到非洲。
They came to Africa.
去传扬福音。
They went to Africa, to preach the good news.
他们到那个地方，那个地方人不让他们传福音。
Once they arrived the land, the local people reject them.
但是为了生存的话
，However, for the reason of surviving,
那个酋长的话允许一个小男孩。
That the native chief allow a boy
可以卖给他们一些鸡蛋和生活用品。
To allow the boy to sell them some eggs and some daily necessities so they can live.
当时他的妻子就说
And at the time, the missionary wife said,
哇，神给我们这样的一个机会
That God is giving us an opportunity here.
我们一定要向这个小男孩传福音
Let us preach the good news to this little boy.
一年之后
After a year,
这个妻子怀孕
This missionary wife was conceived.
在她快要生产的时候
Before her delivery,
她又染上了疟疾
She has suffered.
疟疾，大家能听得懂就好。
some fatal disease illness.
然后生下来一个女孩。
And then she delivered a girl.
17天
7 days after,
妈妈就过世。
The mother passed away.
哇，这个弟兄啊，这个先生啊，很生气。
So this husband missionary who was very angry.
他说：“神啊
，He cried out to God, God,
你为什么把我们丢弃
？Why you have forsaken us?”
他说：“我一定要离开这个宣教工厂。”
I'm going to leave this land.
然后他就把这个孩子就送人了。
So then he gave this child away.
送给另一对宣教士。
He gave his daughter to another missionary couple.
后来这对宣教士呢也染上了疟疾。
And however, this two couple, the second missionary couple, they too, get the fatal illness.
那他们死之前呢
？Before their death,
又把这个孩子给了一对美国宣教士。
They pass on this little child to another American missionary couple.
那这对美国宣教士就把这个孩子带回到美国。
This missionary couple brought this girl back to America.
然后他们就精心地抚养这个孩子。
So they spend their time.And raise this girl.
送这个孩子上圣经学校读书。
They send this girl to Bible school.
等毕业之后呢
？After the girl graduates,
他就找到他的同学作为丈夫。
And then she found a husband as from as one of the students from the same school.
十多年以后呢，这个丈夫呢已经当了这个。一个圣经学院的院长。
After tens of years, this husband became the principal of the Bible school.
那么这个太太呢，有一天就突然间看到一封信。
And all of a sudden, this wife discovered a letter.
那这个信呢，又不是用英文写的。
And she was trying to read the letter and realized the letter is not in English.
但她看到一个名字。
And however, she saw a name.
这个名字好，仿佛从她的养父母身上知道说这个名字跟她有直接的关系。
And she sort of remembers this name has something to do with her from his adopted father and parents.
然后她就拿着这封信。
And then she took the letter.
急急忙忙找了这个神学院懂得这种语言的人，让她帮着看。
She rushed to some language expert who can understand this language from the letter.
这封信上就写。
Then it goes like this.
说好多年前有一对宣教士。
It talks about many years ago there was a missionary couple.
到非洲。
They came to the land of Africa.
生了个小女孩。
A girl was born from them.
然后妈妈去世了。
And the mother passed away.
把这小孩送给人了。
They gave this girl to others.
他说他们辛苦了，只种下只结了一个果子。
And so it talk about through the years of labor, they have only received one fruit out of their missionary work.
哦，这个被收养这个女孩，她说这不就是我吗？
And so the girl said to herself, "Isn't this fruit me? I'm the fruit, isn't it?"
她就查遗留下来的这种信息。
And then she tried to retrieve all the possible information about the history.
就找到了她生父。
Then eventually she found her biological father.
等到她去的时候。
So when she arrived,
看见一个这个风烛残年的老人呢。
She found a very old man,
刚刚中风，
who just suffered stroke,
生活在一堆酒瓶子当中。
Who is drunk and living in a alcoholic addiction type of life.
这个他再婚之后的四个这个儿女的话。
So, This husband who got married again and got four more children.
都劝这个女士，就是姐姐了，都劝她说你不要跟爸爸谈神的事。
So all of these four children ask this girl who as the older sister saying, please don't talk to your father anything about God.
她说谁要跟他谈神的事啊？
That you say whoever talks to him about God,
他都会极其的愤怒。
He will be very furious and angry.
那这位女士呢说，我来跟他谈一谈。
And yet this girl say, no, let me do it. I will talk to him.
她走到老人的身边。
So when she approached to his old father,
她喊着爸爸。
He said she said to the father, Daddy.
老人转过脸。
So the old man slowly turned around.
哭了起来。
And he started to sob.
说艾娜。
And he said, Anna?
我们从来不想把你送掉。
That we have never had the desire to send you away.
这个女孩说。
And the woman replied.
没什么爸爸。
That's all right, Daddy.
她就轻轻地把爸爸抱在怀里。
So she gave him a hug and kissed him.
她说，神照顾了我。
She said to him, God has taken care of me.
老人一听到神的这个声音，神的名字的话。
When this old man heard the word God.
她说，不，神把我们都忘记了。
The old man saying out loud voice saying, no, God has forsaken all of us.
都是因为他。
It's all because of him.
我们今天才变活成这个样子。
It's all because of him. That's why I'm here where I am today.
结果老人愤怒地又把脸转向墙壁。
The man was very mad and slowly he turned his face around to face the wall.
这个女儿呢又摸摸爸爸的脸。
Then the woman used her hand to caress the old man's face.
继续说。
She continued to say,
我有一个小故事。
I have a small story.
一个真实的小故事要告诉你。
A true story I would like to share with you.
她说你没有白白去非洲。
You did not go to Africa in vain.
妈妈也没有白白死在那里。
My mom did not die in vain.
说你们为神赢得的那个小男孩。
That you have won that little boy in Africa.
已经长大了。
And now that boy has grown.
他为基督赢得了全村。
He has fought a good fight and he has won the entire village to Christ.
他说今天因着你们在生命中对神有过的忠心。
Because of your faithfulness that you have offered before the Lord.
他说已经有600个非洲人在侍奉主。
There are now 600 African, now they are serving the Lord faithfully.
女儿说爸爸耶稣爱你他从来没有离弃过你。
And the daughter said to the old man, Jesus loved you and he has never forsaken you.
后来老人真的是得到这个消息之后
Once the old man received this news,
老人又回到了神的面前。
Once again, this old man turned back to God.
谁曾想几年之后
Who can imagine years after?
这个女儿和她的先生
That this woman and her husband
被应邀出席一个大型的福音聚会。
They were invited to come to a very big evangelistic meeting.
会上有一个来自非洲的代表。
There was a representative from Africa.
代表全国110,000受洗的基督徒讲话。
He is one represent 110,000 baptized African to speak.
介绍福音是怎样传遍他们整个国家的。
He was going to talk about how gospel being spread throughout the land of Africa because of what he has experienced.
我这个女儿就马上跟这个代表说。
And then this woman speak to this African representative.
她说你有没有听说过大卫和斯卫弗莱德的故事？
And she approached to the representative. She said, have you heard the story of David?
这个代表说。
And the representative say,
他说我就是他们领我信主的。
I'm the one who have been brought to Christ because of this couple.
他说我是在你出生之前。
That before you were born,
为你父母送鸡蛋的那个男孩。
I'm the one who brought eggs to your parents.
他说直到今天。
Even up to today.
你母亲的墓。
Your mother's tomb
和对她的回忆
and also my memory to your mom
都是我们的骄傲
the memory to memory about her are our pride for the village
这位代表110,000基督徒的这个代表
this representative who represents 110,000 believers
他就邀请他们这对夫妇一定要到非洲去看看。
They invite the couple, say, you must come to Africa to pay a visit.
他说因为你妈妈是我们历史上最著名的人。
Because your mom is the most famous people in our history.
后来他们这对夫妇果然就有个机会就去了非洲。
So this couple then, they went to Africa.
找到了就是当地的一个老人曾经用背篓把这个孩子背下山的一个人。
They found the old man who carried the little baby down to the mountainside.
也在当地牧师的指引下呢，他们来到了他妈妈的墓前。
Through the direction of the local pastor, they arrive to the graveyard of her mother.
这个牧师用耶稣的一句话来作为一个美好的见证。
This pastor used the word of Jesus to deliver a very moving testimony.
我实实在在的告诉你。
I truly, truly, I tell you.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。
If a kernel did not fall on the ground and die.
仍旧是一粒。
It's still one kernel.
若是死了。
And yet if it dies.
就结出许多的籽。
It will bear many fruits.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们蒙了救恩太多。
That we have received so much blessing.
但是我们有没有回应主的呼召？
And yet have we responded back to our Lord's calling?
说我在这里，请差遣我。
Have we ever said to the Lord, "Here I am, send me"?
我们愿意不愿意做一个报福音、传喜讯的人？
Are we willing to be the one who can preach the gospel?
让我们脚掌所踏之地。
May every footstep we go through,
成为神国扩张的脚印。
It become the boundary for the kingdom of gospel.
真的，这个世界上每一天都有许多的灵魂在世上。
Truly, there are many souls are losing their lives every single day.
不要错过主给你我的机会。
Let us not miss any opportunity our Lord has given to us.
主先让我们来到这四面墙里。
When God called us into this building with four walls,
有多好的教会。
That we are truly blessed with such a beautiful building.
在一起敬拜。
We are able to come together and worship.
在一起听道。
We are able to listen to the sermon together.
在一起学习圣经。
We are able to come and study Bible together.
我们有没有一个胸怀走出四面墙外？
Don't we have a desire to walk out of this building?
向那些失丧灵魂的人去报这个救恩的好消息。
To preach the good news to those lost souls.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意跟人分享福音的好处吗？
Are you willing to tell others this good news?
我相信我们都愿意。
I believe all of us do.
因为我们是个欠债的人。
Because we are debtors. We are obligated.
好，我们一起祷告。
May we pray together.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们先听到这福音的好消息。
That we all can come to hear the good news of gospel first.
谢谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
谢谢你也装备了我们。
Thank you for equipping us.
主啊，也让我们是一个得恩、知恩、得恩、感恩、报恩的人。
And Lord, may we be a grateful person.
把这好消息去跟我们的亲人朋友来分享。
That we are willing to share this good news to our friends and family.
主，谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
祝福主爱之家的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless the brothers and sisters of the house of Christ's love.
为他们穿上和平福音的鞋子。
So give them the shoes for the gospel.
让每一个人都能成为一个报福音、传喜讯的人。
May every single one of us become the preacher of the good news.
主，谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
听我们这样感恩祷告。
We pray in such.
奉靠耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.